At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com. Upwork.com.
Hey guys,
it's happening
with Snooki and Joey.
There must have been some magic in that old black hat they found.
Ew.
Crackle and happy holidays. It's second day of Hanukkah.
Welcome to the show, bitches.
Welcome to the show. I do apologize. There's a 98.9% chance that I doze off again like I did when I was after my fishing trip.
No, did you take a pill?
No, I didn't take a pill, but I am very lethargic. I had a rough night. Opal came over last night with Joyer and Jay, and we had we did holiday kiki cocktails.
I know, I was so jealous.
I know. You could have come and you could have slept over and then Johnny could have met you in the city. But anywho, welcome to the show, everyone. Happy Friday. There will not be this will not be recorded via video because Snoopy and I are both nude in our beds.
No, I'm definitely in my bed today.
Nipples are out.
Gianni brought me to like a nice lunch date in the city.
What was that about? That is so out of character for both of you. Gianni never comes to the city and you never go out to lunch.
I know. So he owed me a lunch date because we didn't do anything for our anniversary because I had to go right away to Giovanna's competition in Kentucky last week. So he had to take me out. He had to do the whole nine yards for me because it was our anniversary, our ninth anniversary. So he brought me to his friend's restaurant that he golfs with. Oh my God, Joey, you would love it. It's all like
boozy
fresh
pizza,
Italian
I
food. Yeah, it's fresh Italian food, like. Everything made from scratch, like nothing's like, you know, heated up and frozen. It's just like yummy, yummy Italian food. Gianni told me I had to bring you there.
What is
but,
it called?
Oh my God. Let me see. I tagged it.
It looks so
good. So it's right when you get out of the Holland Tunnel. So it was literally right there. That's why Gianni signs. Because you know, Gianni hates like driving to the city.
Yeah.
It's Adore Lee.
Ooh.
Adore Lee.
Adorably.
Anyway, they have the best freaking martinis. Aside from the food, the best martinis. I had 3 martinis.
Oh my God. And,
oh my God, it was so good. And my 3rd martini, I missed my mouth and I spilled it all down my blouse. And Gianni's like, okay, we have to go. But we had to leave because we were on a time crunch because we had to go get the kids. So we got the kids and I'm like, Gianni, I'm not getting out. I'm drunk. So Gianni had to go and get the kids at the school. And I was like in the car, like wilding out. But now I'm like exhausted. I had my last martini at 2:15. So now I'm like tired.
Why are you drinking? Are you keeping the buzz going or no?
No, I'm tired. You know, I want to save it for Saturday. Because Saturday we have our Opal Christmas party. I'm so excited. Steph and Kier are coming. And I'm just, oh my God, I'm just really excited to like see everyone and hang. I'm excited to see Opal's mom. Oh my God, I can't wait.
Let's see if we'll talk about that in a second. Wait, so you didn't get to see the tree or anything?
What tree?
The tree!
Whose tree? Oh, in the city? No! We had a time crunch. We literally had like 2 seconds. because we had to go get the kids.
Oh, look at the tray. Oh shit, I didn't realize that. But yeah, oh, it's happening. Sorry.
So Joey went out last night because our friends Joya and everyone came in from LA, which is like our Kiki Queens.
Yeah.
From MTV, it's like our MTV team. And they came last night, and then they're coming to the party on Saturday. So you guys went out. Where did you go? That looks so cute and, like,
it's
yummy.
So cute. It's called Holiday Bar. It is a restaurant down, probably near, right near where you were, down by the Holland Tunnel. It's, like, down in the West Village. It is
stop
so,
coming, man.
It's so delish. It's called Holiday Bar, and they have, like, the best, you know, Kiki food. They have martinis as well. And it's very cute in there. So if you're looking for a great restaurant, it's hard to get a reservation there for, because it's, like, a lot of fancy people go there, but it's.
Did they know who you were?
They well, I first time I went there, they did. They invited me to check it out when they first opened, and then when I got there, it was fun. I don't remember, but yeah, we all picked out and had a good time. And I wanted to show everyone the apartment, so I staged the house, before they came over. So like when they got there, like the fireplace was on and like all like my candles weren't lit, but you know the fireplace was on.
You have a fireplace?
No, my TV fireplace.
Oh yeah, calm down.
But then this, so I knew I shouldn't have gotten turned to last night. But then, like guys, one thing led to another, and then it's 4 a.m. and I.
Oh my god, the worst!
And my whole, can I tell you, these Gavone fucks.
Water everywhere.
No, water everywhere. Not going. I'm happy. I'm happy. It doesn't matter to me. But literally, we cleaned out my entire wine fridge. 24 bottles of wine. We didn't drink 24 bottles, but like. It fits 24 bottles. Like literally, that's what happens in your house in your wine walk-in. What is it called? A wine cellar? It's just like I need a full re-up. So I have a reserved reserved messy mama drawer. But
remember, you threw it out. Joey's mad at me, and he threw out all my wine in the garbage in like a dramatic video.
I still have it out. But you drink so much wine. But now I'm a little tired, but I should have known better because I had my delivery today. My potato bar and couch delivery happened today. It was all.
Oh my God, I think I'm ready for my couch.
Well, girl, order it now because it's a custom couch. And I know it's worth the wait because, like, you know, like I said earlier, I was in a tiff about my bed is still fucking not here. My bed is still on the floor. My mattress is on the floor. I'm living like I don't know, something like a Zen palace or something. I feel like I'm doing like Buddha or Zen or something with my fucking bed on the floor. And I, you know, I got bad knees. I can't get up out of the bed. So, my bed's still not here. So I'm telling you girls, if you're ever moving, if you're planning on moving like in the next 15 or 20 years, order your furniture right now because it still won't be there by the time you move. but I gotta say, I gotta tell you the potato bar couch, I was not expecting. This is the nicest thing I've ever owned in my life. Like,
hey, so Joey just sent me a picture. It looks so nice and clean.
Oh my
but
God.
Like, I worry, like, what if like we come over and we kiki? And then we just like douse it with wine.
No.
Like, does it roll? Does the wine roll off like with those couches you see on infomercials?
I hope so. I didn't try it yet, but yeah, I'm scared. Do you know how I spray my beard in, and I spray the back of my head with mommy
cardamom? Oh, it's gonna get all over.
I know, so I can't even lay. I won't even go near the couch. I'm terrified of it because I don't want to ruin it. But I'm sure it's. I think I get a performance fabric that they sent me. Because so let me tell you how easy it was. So I worked with John Michael Designs that had
Oh my God, I thought you said Dren. I was like, what?
John Michael Designs. That's one of the designers that Potato Barn carries. So, and everyone thought I was doing a joke. You know how me and you like make fake names for everything? Like I call you Snoopy and stuff. But they thought Potato Barn was like, it was really Pottery Barn, but I was just calling it Potato Barn.
Stupid.
But it's really Potato Barn and they're based out of Arizona. Anyway, so what they did was they send you the fabric swatches, then you pick over the fabric swatches. So I picked a performance fabric swatch and I went with the Sugar Shack Glacier. Okay. And
Sugar Shack
Glacier. And so then I think this one is performance. So I think it'll roll off, but I'm not chancing it. But yeah, the material, it's like a linen fabric, which is like it's just like a natural fabric. It looks so clean and nice. I just hope I can keep it as pristine as it is the day it arrived. But the drama was getting the couch. So getting the couch was, you know, it had to be, it wasn't getting, you know, they had to hand make it. I stitched it by hand. And I think they were at Santa's workshop and all the little elves were making it. That's what took so long. But they finally got here. So the delivery truck only brings it to your, like, like whoever the shipping company is only brings it to the curb, and then they're not responsible for it. And then you have to figure out how to get it up to your house. So they dropped it off, and it was like literally in the bus lane in the street. And I was going to have to like, you know, and they always give you, they give you like a time window, like a 1 hour window of like when they're coming, like the truck driver will call you like, hey, I'm about an hour away. Just give you a heads up. And then, so that's why I was going to call TaskRabbit and hire men to come. Cause I can't fucking carry a 2-ton couch up elevator and stuff. So I was going to call TaskRabbit, but then the guy in my building, who's been so great ever since I moved in, he's so helpful. He said that he would do it. So I was like, instead of paying all these strangers from Tesco, I'll just pay the guy I know here. And he has like, he has the access to the elevator in the building, and he knows how to handle all the drama and where to throw out the packages and stuff. So
did you tip him?
Yeah, I gave him $400 to bring it upstairs.
$400?
Is that too much?
To bring a couch upstairs?
It was in the elevator, but he took my old couch away. I gave it to him because I didn't want it. He was going to use it for his own.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He basically did like a got junk thing.
So he took the couch away, and then he took my thing from the curb. Him and the other guy, they unwrapped all the packaging, the boxes. They brought it up, like white glove service. They put it in my living room, set it up for me.
No. Yeah, that's very nice. Seat.
That's like nothing compared to what it was, because I don't know how much it would cost, but I would, you know, it was priceless to me. But I hope that's good. And they're getting Christmas presents as well. But yeah, so they brought it up. It's completely set up. I did lay on it for a second, but like I said, I have my hairspray in my head. I have to do full showering. Maybe I have to. I'm not going to have to physically shower every single day now.
Well, that's good. You should.
I know. But I don't want to lay in there.
You're not a cat.
I just cannot wait. I cannot wait for Bay to come over and to put a fucking movie on, turn the lights off, and just like get under cozy blankets and cuddle and like snuggle. I'm just like, that is I've been waiting for to be able to do that my whole since I met him, because I couldn't do that in my regular couch. My old apartment, it was like, you know, a small apartment, so I just had the regular like couch, and I was looking for more like aesthetics and to make it look like a hotel or something like that. And I had to live there. But now that I'm married with two kids on the way, I have I need to have coziness and practicality.
Wait, did you lay on the couch? Is it cozy?
Yes. Oh my god,
it looks like, very cozy. No, I hate like, couches that like they look very nice, but then when you lay on it, it's just like hard as a rock. It's not cozy, and you can't like take a nice nap. I like couches where you can lay down and take a nice freaking nap, and then you wake up like 4 hours later and you think you're late for school.
Yes. What's good about
like that's the best.
It's squishy enough where it's like cozy, but it's also firm enough where it's not going to look like it's a fucking beat up, lumpy piece of shit after like five days. You know what I mean? Like when they're too soft, it looks like, do you know what I mean? It looks like all messy and not like nice and neat, because if the couch cushions are too squishy, do you know?
Yeah.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10/1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm actually redoing my bar room.
Oh, good.
I'm making it a mini. So I took out everything and I left the bar, but I took everything else out in there, and I'm going to put a nice couch with like a chaise, and it's going to be like a mini living room for the kids.
You have a chaise in there already.
No, I moved it. I put that in the playroom. So this is actually like a full couch. And then the end is like an L with a nice
chaise. Window.
Yeah. So I'm going to do that, and then we're putting a big TV on the wall. Because Lorenzo always has to the side, like where the staircase is. So Lorenzo always has his friends over, and they're always in the playroom. And I just feel like I want to put, like, something nice in there where, you know, they can put a movie on or whatever, so they're not in my living room. Like, that's like where I want to lay. So I just did like an extra room, and I don't like rooms where you don't use them. It's like, oh, this is a sitting room. No one could go in there. Like, no, fuck that. I'm gonna use every inch of my house, especially with the kids running around everywhere. So I'm trying to get that done right now. And then my next thing will be the playroom.
Wait, is that the TV that you got from the Ellen show 4 years ago that you never opened?
Stop. Where did that go?
Do you not have that still? You probably put it down the shore.
Yeah, I don't know where that went.
Remember it was in that room for like 2 years against the wall and you never used it?
Yeah, I don't know where that went.
It was a good TV. I remember. I was jealous that you didn't give it to me.
Wait, but I remember. So I remember, I forget what we were doing. I think we were doing like a game show with Ellen. And she was like, all right, you guys win TVs. You win all this. And then we left and we never got the TVs. So we were like, why would she say that we want TVs and we never got it? So we hassled the producers and we ended up getting the TV she promised us. But like, if we didn't say anything, Ellen wasn't sending us shit.
Oh my God. She got canceled.
Poor thing. We want a TV, bitch.
Poor thing. Can I also say, so another, on this different topic, we're going to get back to Cozy House Holidays just shortly, but Snoopy and I, we made someone's Christmas wish come true this year. We granted a gift early to a certain little elf named Jake Shane this week.
Oh my God, Joey was on E! News vaping. I'm screaming. I
know. Wait, he vaped, did you see it? Because you know
he's sure. We vaped the same time.
The same exact time.
Ew, are we like twins?
Stop. Everyone's, and I was, he said to me like before he posted it, but I was drunk. Thank God it was okay. He goes, wait, can you give me permission? Like, to post this because she's vaping in it. She thinks she got mad. I said, no, fuck that. She don't care. But I was like, no, it was like, then I realized afterwards.
Yeah, I literally get caught in Jersey Shore doing it. Like, I know, under
that's
the
why
table.
I was okay. Because like, I thought you were doing coke under the table, but you were just vaping.
Yeah, and it was my vape, you freaking freaks.
But yeah, and so Jake Shane, if you don't know me, he does the funniest things. And I sat him down, went through my phone, and I showed him every single playhouse video that we do. I was like, I wouldn't let him leave my side. I was like, no, look, now look at this one. I showed him the pipe burst. I showed him when we pretended he was on a date. Like I said, you don't understand.
Oh my God, was he laughing? You should have been like, we did this way before you, bitch.
I was saying that without saying it, but I was saying, that's why we love you so much. If you don't know who Jake Shane is, look him up on Instagram. His name's Octopus Lover or Past That Puss. He is literally me and Nicole inside our brains. He just plays house. He just plays skits. So he like acts things out. So he acts like, the dollar bill, finding out that there's going to be a $5 bill. And he's like, and he goes, wait, what? And he's just the funniest, like most genuine guy. So I showed him all our videos playing house. And I said, we've been doing this for many moons.
Yeah. He's like the new generation of us.
Yeah. But he's so sweet. And he was so grateful to meet you.
Oh my God, he's so cute.
That was a nice
So place. I didn't realize that we have to get him on the show, but yeah. I didn't realize that I met him when he was like 7. I did a book signing in like my town near me where I grew up, and that I remember this book signing. Yeah, in Poughkeepsie, and it was when I dressed like dramatic and shit, and my dad like came to everything, and I was doing a book signing for like my first book, and he was there, and he made me a book, but he was like a kid. And I'm pretty sure I was like, why are you watching my show? You're a child.
He was
and
in fourth grade.
He was literally a baby. He was younger than my son, Lorenzo. So to see him now and like seeing that picture, oh my God, it makes me feel like a freaking grandma.
I know. It was really sweet.
I can't.
You looked like Ja Rule in that picture, that hat on.
Oh my God, stop.
Oh, Ashanti's pregnant with Nelly's baby.
I know. Stop.
Stop.
So I always wanted them to date because I always thought she was beautiful and I always thought Nelly was like so cute and I always wanted them to be together. So they finally started dating and now they're having a baby. That baby's gonna be so hot.
I know, Nelly was so hot. He still is probably. I haven't seen him in probably 20 years.
Oh, he doesn't age, bitch.
He looks the same. I haven't seen him. I haven't even seen a picture of him.
He literally looks the same. He's so handsome.
It is.
Oh, did you see Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Wonder, was he hot?
He used to be hot in the 90s. He was like, remember, he was a heartthrob. He was so cute. Yeah, like everyone was obsessed with him. And he was finally spotted out. And like, no one has seen him in years. And he was finally spotted. He doesn't look like Jonathan Taylor Thomas that we know.
He's smoking a vape.
No, he just doesn't look like himself. He doesn't look like Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Like, sir, is that you?
That's not Jonathan. This is...
Oh no, that's God. Him.
Oh, yeah, he had those puffy lips. And the Vomit came back in the day.
He was just like, he was like a model. He like Devon Sawa era, just like, yeah, so cute, nice, like perfect lip. Face, very handsome. And then look at him now. I mean, you know, obviously we
he's
all
he's walking
age
two
shit.
Little bees.
He looks nothing
day.
Like him.
There's a picture of him walking with these two nasty white dogs with their brown, their rusty brown buttholes. And he's got a dog shit bag and a mask on. That says all I need to know. You know what? He's probably still richer than me, though. Do you think I'm probably actually richer than him now? I think he's worked in years.
You know who I miss? The Olsen twins.
Did they die?
No, they just, I miss like the Olsen movies growing up, like Passport to Paris, like all their freaking movies when they were
New
like
York,
teenagers and like meeting boys. Like I miss them.
Do you know that they're fashion designers and they like have the most expensive clothing brand? It's called The Row. And they sell like this fucking sweater for like $15,000. Like each, like it's the most,
oh, they're so bougie.
Like, more expensive than like fucking Balenciaga, not, or whatever the fanciest clothes brands are. I know, not Gucci. Who makes fancy clothes? Tom Ford, you know,
yeah.
Tom Ford or Carolina Herrera. I don't know. They're like major designers. Everyone wears them, The Row. Let's talk about Christmas.
Wait, before that, do you want to talk about Kai? Since we're talking about designers.
Who's Kai?
Kai is Kylie's new clothing brand, and everyone's fucking talking so much shit about it.
Did we get anything sent to us?
No, we're not on the PR list. But everyone is still pissed off. So she dropped a new collection, and it's basically just like all, you know, zip-ups. It's
leather trench coats.
Well, that was the first one. This is just like sweats. So this one is sweatpants. You know, just like regular basic loungewear. And everyone's like, this looks like Gildan. I could get this at Walmart for $5. Literally every comment. Because she's selling this shit for like $65 a piece.
Oh my God.
Everyone's saying her clothing brand is not hitting.
Well, remember she had those swimsuits and everyone's coochie was hanging out?
Stop, it was like a string.
Yeah, but then it also go, the material was like all like shittily made. Like, I don't know what's
so
happening.
Everyone's literally saying it's Gildan.
It probably is. I mean, she's a smart cookie. She's like, no, she's a businesswoman. I think you know what she's doing. It's Kylie Cosmetics is still around, I believe. But yeah. I think the clothing brands, one of them sisters got to do one thing and everyone do one. Kim finally found her niche. And Skims is one of the most successful companies started in the past 50 years, I think. It's like it was the quickest thing to reach $1 billion.
Oh, yeah. It was on Forbes.
Quickest company to reach $1 billion in less than whatever the time frame is. They broke some big-ass record. So good for Kylie. That was the one she did with her makeup. So that's that. So then, and then the good American, poor girl, who's a good American. What's her face? Chloe. You know, that's not taking off as well because like that's already has a niche. So she's got, I think Chloe should go into the nail business. Something with her nails. Cause she always has the most
Everyone talks about her nails.
Long nails.
No, but I think Good American is doing really good.
I'm sure they are, but they're not Skims, I don't think.
Oh no, they're not Skims.
Yeah. So I think she'd be smart to do her own line of acrylic nails.
Yeah.
Or what else would she be really good at? Or organizing. She's the biggest organizer and she's a neat freak fucking Looney Tune. She should start
Her kitchen.
Oh my God. I thought of it. I got it. Okay. Chloe, listen up, girl. I know you listen to the show every week. You need to start a new version of like the home edit or consider it done. Or what's the company you use for organizing? Done neatly?
Project Neat.
Consider it done, I think it was called, and then the other ones, whatever. Make your own organizing business and then get your own fucking line of all organizing fucking bins and all that shit and then sell it in fucking Target. It's all across the nation, or the Container Store all across the nation. You will be a multi-
all across the nation.
Coco, listen to me now. If you just tag Coco and tell her this is my idea. I'm telling you, wouldn't that be fabulous? And she could be the head of it. And then she has OCD. And it's like people like me, like I would hire them in a second. I really need to get an organizer in here. It's getting out of hand.
Getting out of hand. You have nothing in there. And it's so beautiful.
Well, no, I have like the closets are a nightmare. But yeah, Coco started. And could be called Coco's Closets or Chloe's Closets.
Wait, so Chloe's well, nothing's going to be like the Snooki Shop, so.
Yeah, Chloe's clutter.
What are we going to do for your birthday? Because I have a Christmas party. Are you coming? We could kind of celebrate there. I sent you the invitation.
Whoa. I've gotten so many. Oh, you know what I was with yesterday? And she was telling me that you hate her.
Who?
And Caitlin Bristow. She said that she tried to message you and you shaded her. You left her on red.
No, I didn't. Did I?
She said that, yeah. On her show. Anywho, I got invited to go to Nashville for New Year's Eve. I don't know if I want to do that. But my birthday
New Year's
is
Eve.
So your birthday, my birthday's gonna be on the Christmas party for your house?
No, it's gonna be at like a venue.
You're doing it somewhere?
Yeah, I'm doing it somewhere because I just, I really want like a nice, like I want everything done. Like I don't want to deal with like cleaning up and the mess and everything. So I wanted like a nice formal dinner, which we're getting a nice formal dinner. I got a DJ. I'm going to do raffle tickets instead of getting everybody gifts. So I'm doing like really nice baskets and it's just going to be fun. We'll do musical chairs there. DJ, we'll dance. So that's January 5th.
Is it going to be by us or are we doing it by mommy's house? Oh, no.
No, it's by me. I sent you the invite, so when you have a chance, look at it.
Oh, yeah, I didn't read it. I saw it, though, but okay.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
I'm turning 45 this year. I'm almost a half a century old.
Oh my God, you're so old.
A century. So this is a big one. I don't know what I want to do. I mean, we'll do like all different things.
Well, first of all, you need to tell me what you want for Christmas because, bitch, I need to get you a present. You're the only one that I didn't get a present for. I'm like done.
You're done already?
Yeah, I'm done.
What did you get, Steph? Don't tell anyone.
Christmas is like 2 weeks away. It's like here.
What did you get, Steph? Don't tell anyone. Tell me.
I'm not telling you. No, she listens.
Is it a bag? I know what it is.
I always get her back. I got her something different.
I think I want a chair.
Okay, maybe. Send me it and I'll get it for you.
It's $3,600.
For a chair, bitch? It better have fucking diamonds on it and wipe your ass when you get up.
I'll send you the things I'm looking at. But yeah, what you want candles, but I'm also, is there any jewelry you want? Are you done with jewelry?
No, I actually do need a jewelry.
What kind? I love jewelry. I'll buy it. I have money.
So you know how I had my freaking cross ring?
I always buy you the things that jewelry that you had that you lost.
I lost it in Tucson when we were, and it's such like a weird thing. It literally disappeared into thin air. I lost it in the bathroom. So I was like, I was moving into, my hotel room. I was taking everything out. Took all my cosmetics bag, put it in the bathroom, on the counter, like situating like my toiletries, my makeup. And then I took my ring off, but then it like flew. And then I looked down like where it fell, like in the crack. It wasn't in the crack. And then I looked under the rug. It wasn't in the rug. I was on my hands and knees saying, Saint Anthony, please help me. It's my cross ring. Like, I feel like it's like my good luck. I was like, something bad's going to happen. Like, I need my cross ring. I wear it all the time. And it literally disappeared into thin air. And I don't have it.
What size is it?
Cross ring back. I think it was a 6.
A 6. And it's just, it's white gold with a white diamond cross.
Yeah. So you know what it looked like.
Yeah, okay, I got it. Okay.
So Joey last year got me my initials necklace for my kids because I lost that. Yeah. So this year you can replace my cross ring.
All right, get that. I'm gonna have all these like special
kids. What a sin.
I know, I have to get Poppy. I'm still gonna get him some jewelry and stuff.
What are you getting, boyfriend?
He doesn't want to do Christmas presents this year.
Because he's poor.
No, I think he's trying to like end things. I'm kidding.
You're lying.
That's over time. No, he's being shy because I think he feels guilty that I've been like going crazy and I probably told him like, I gotta reel it in and stop spending so much money. So I think that's why he wants, like, you know, he's like sacrificing himself. But I think I want to do some kind of fancy sneaker. I'm just gonna like go like to the fancy sneaker store, like that sells like those, like, you know, $1,000 sneakers, and say, what's the zestiest kind of like special, like, what are the kids wearing? Like, I'm gonna get one of those, like, you know, Dunks or one of those special editions.
What the hell are Dunks? Dunkaroos?
Dunkaroos. Yeah, they're their shoes that they, I have a pair. They're just like Nike, low top Nikes that have, like, you know, they're like blocked colors, like, you know, white with like, and then like a different swoosh in a different area. You know, there's like low top fucking plain sneakers. But they,
yeah,
they're,
I know, nothing
expensive. They're like, you know, $600 to $1,000 for a pair, because like they have, like, you know, they're like limited edition. People sleep outside on the ground for them, like when, you know, when there's a new one that comes out. It's like fucking,
oh my God, like an iPhone.
Card. Yeah, like Pokemon cards or whatever the kids are buying. The Tickle Me Elmo that they used to sleep outside for. I'm gonna do that.
Oh my God.
I wanna get oh, he wants a coat. He wants a nice like pea coat, like one of those tan ones, like a trench coat. Like,
oh, those are nice. Yeah.
Yes, I want to go to Bloomingdale's and get one of those. I hope that, and like, there's one that's like, you know, not affordable, but like something that's like, you know, not too crazy, but also very nice that he'll have for a long time. I'm gonna get him that coat. And you probably just get, you know, like anything, like clothes. I love buying clothes, because he is the most cutest, most adorable, most handsome person I've ever seen in my life. And I just like fantasize about like him, like wearing these cute, cozy clothes, and just like, oh, it just makes me so happy to dress him. And you know, and he's a model, so I can like, he can fit in anything and look good in it. Like, I can't, you know, it's so hard for me to shop because I'm shaped like a fucking potato. But
don't you want to just lock him in a room?
Yeah.
Like, you don't want him to leave ever?
No,
you want
him to be, he always, like, leaves. He always runs away.
Yeah, I want Gianni to be like a cat, and I just leave him in the room, and then when I want to snuggle, he's like there, but like he can't leave.
I know. I got this whole house for us, and you're never here.
So he's rude.
He's literally at Nobu for dinner tonight.
With who?
He goes, I'm going to Nobu with no boo, like B-O-O, like not with you.
Trauma.
He's going just like with the corporate people. I don't know. And Poppy,
a Christmas party.
I'm going to get Poppy jewelry. I think I wanted to, like, I get him stuff from David Yurman every year. And it's just something that's like, he has a little collection of it. Maybe I want that espresso machine. I want to find, Crusaders, I want to find the zestiest espresso machine that Sumi can buy me for my Christmas present. Because I think if I had an espresso machine, I just would feel so much more established and chic.
Okay, so you want that instead of a chair. You have to figure it out, because I need to order it.
I'm doing it today. I'll get by EOG. I'll get it to you by EOG.
Did you see that viral clip about EOD?
Yes, I think
the guy was like, "Yep, end of December, I'll definitely get that done."
I heard a thrilling clip from the Meatball podcast, and I was like slapping my knee.
Shut up!
What did you guys say? Would you rather take a poop in? I forget what it was.
So we do like fan questions, and we like when fans ask like the randomest questions.
What was
so the they asked if we trusted our dogs to do our taxes?
Yeah,
and we were literally just like picturing Rocky. Like at the desk with his glasses on, like on the computer, I started cracking up.
I don't know if you posted them on the internet, but I saw that you did your holiday cards. Everyone looked so fucking cute, and I literally teared up because Rocky had his first Christmas photo shoot.
Oh my God, he was so good. I cannot wait to post it. Obviously, I want to like get my cards out first, but I'm like screaming to not post it. Like the pictures are so cute. Carol came over with Booth Babe. And they just did like the best freaking pictures for me for my Christmas card.
It was so cute. The babies looked, I mean, Giovanna looked stunning.
Oh, why is she so pretty?
She got her hair blown out? Who did her hair?
No, she just brushed it.
Oh, get it, girl.
She finally brushed her freaking hair.
Lorenzo finally started coming along. We used to have to pull teeth to get him to stand there. Remember?
Oh my God, he would literally have a panic attack.
And he was like, you know, now he's a big brother and he's making sure that Angelo is staying right and he was holding Rocky. I was like literally crying. I'm a nightmare during the holidays. I cry at a drop of a hat.
I love crying.
It's just so sweet. Like, I cried today at work.
Why'd you cry at work? That's because you were hungover and emotional.
Yeah, but we did a gift exchange and I felt like everyone's going to be like doing gag gift things. But they actually got really sentimental things for each other, and it was like meaningful, and it was like we were all just in tears, like laughing, but we were also like tearing up because like we thought everyone was gonna just like give each other dildos and stuff, and it was like thoughtful, really nice things. I guess what I got
a dildo.
No, KFC. You know, our friend Kevin, The one who got us, the one who used to invite us over there all the time.
You got KFC, like a gift card?
Kevin Clancy, our friend Kevin Clancy from KFC Podcast. The one that's just started bringing us over to Barstool. He got me a three day boot camp men's retreat thing for wellness. It's like a reset thing that like you go there and you work out and you like you bond with like men and like do all this.
Is he trying to tell you something? Like what?
No, it was like a joke. It's called like the man camp or something. And it's for men only. But I think it looks like it's going to be very like you go there and like you like leave a better person. It's like, you know, a retreat.
Oh, it's like ayahuasca.
Yeah, but I think you like do activities like you push yourself to the limits. It's like an exercise thing. I told
Bayard to the limits.
It's not till September the thing, but I'm not going there. Christmas Eve. Let's talk about Christmas Eve because I'm hosting 15 people at Poppy's house that day, so I have to come in the morning, and I have to like leave by like 2 the latest.
I feel like that's what we usually do anyway.
Yeah, we do. Okay, Christmas Eve. I want to do. Is it just mommy coming?
No, my mom and my dad and Gail.
No, there's no crazy cut. Why don't those wild cousins come anymore? That pregnant
it's
one.
It's just too much, I feel.
Oh, okay.
Like, I like to be nice and cozy for Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because, you know, Christmas Day at Janice is like what's it called? Home Alone.
Yeah.
A lot.
What was I telling you? Oh, yeah. So did you want to do that the wreath, the mozzarella wreath with the basil?
Yeah.
You want to do a charcuterie tree? A charcuterie tree?
Yes.
Oh my God. Hashtag charcuterie tree. Oh my God. Do not rob it. We have to make what's it called? Hashtag that or trademark that.
No, everyone's going to copy you.
A charcuterie tree, which is basically, we saw this on TikTok. I mean, it's going to be there. What you're going to do is go to the dollar store and you get those styrofoam cones. You're going to cover that in foil or
so I think cute. Foil's
best. Cover in foil because it'll be cuter. Or you can do some saran wrap, whatever you want. And then you get toothpicks, like nice toothpicks, and you stick like, you know, different things all around the styrofoam so it makes it a tree, like in a design. So I would do like, you know, like I would do like little cubes of cheese, like going as a spiral all up it. Then I would do like baby tomatoes going all up it. And then I would do like salami, like fold salami into like little, like, you know, so they're like little like rounds or like little fluff balls of like salami, whatever it is. And then pin those on. And then maybe like an artichoke heart, maybe an olive, maybe what else? Anything you want. You could do it with anything. You can do it with vegetables if you want. Do it with like, you know, like cucumbers and cherry tomatoes or something. But yeah, that's the new vibes. Everyone's doing it. It's just such an old thing they did in the 70s. Shrimp cocktail. People are doing a shrimp cocktail. You cover it with like lettuce, like long lettuce leaves. You cover the thing with the tree with that. And then you just you put the pink, what is it called? The toothpicks, and then you just hang the little shrimp cocktails off it, and then put like a cherry tomato on top, like a cherry on top of the tree. It's so cute. So yeah, make your very own charcuterie trees this year. Hashtag charcuterie.
I'm gonna eat the whole thing.
I know.
And I want to add pepperoni on it because I love pepperoni.
Oh yeah. Wait, what was that yummy baked thing I showed you that we were like, oh my God.
Anytime I see like yummy food, I want Joey to cook it for me.
I know. I've been cooking up a storm here.
Like, can you please cook that? Thank you.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
It was snowing today in the city.
Yeah, it sprinkled here today.
I know. I don't think we're getting any like full on blizzards though. I want like I don't want a pandemic again, but like I loved the pandemic. Everyone knows that. But I also would love like a natural disaster. Like I want to be shut, like locked in the house and not be able to leave for like a week at a time.
Yeah, but I don't want to die though, and I don't want.
I'm not
to
dying.
Die.
Nothing like that. I don't want. God forbid. And forgive me.
I don't want death.
Insensitive about COVID. I know that was a real thing. People died. I wasn't making light of that by any means. So I do apologize. I just mean I like not being able to leave the house. Like if there's a flood watch, or if there's it's a snowstorm and it's like, oh, we're gonna we're all getting shut in today. I just want to be able to have to leave the house specifically.
Yeah, I love
so knowing so we're not we're not allowed to leave, or it's not safe to leave. Like I just want to be able to be in my house, and feel cozy and safe.
Well, I'm very cozy in my bed right now.
I know. I want to go up on that couch, but I have to take a shower before I go out to the potato barn couch. Now I have to do now that my thing is couch, and now I can get everything else in my furniture, because I was waiting to see how big it was. And she's thick. But now I have to find the right things. But yeah, I really had to wait until that got here to figure out what I'm doing with the rest of the home. Are you going to
see? I can't wait to see it. I still need to come over.
Did you? I know. What the frig? Oh, Saturday you're going to come over. Why don't you come here first, and then I'll get us a black car up there.
I could do that.
Yeah. So Stephen here, we can have some wines here. I'll make road sodas and maybe a little. I'll pack road snacks, and we'll get a big black SUV, and then we'll go up there. And Joy will come with us.
So what I want to do, I definitely want to go. I want to go early.
But yeah, what time? You can't go there before 2 o'clock because the mother's not even going to be set up until then.
No, yeah. So maybe that's what I'll do. I'll come to your house. Mm. Well, I want to bring something.
Yeah.
I need to bring a housewarming gift. What should I bring?
I want Fornacetti. Go to Neiman Marcus in Turtles Mall and ask where the Fornacetti section is and get me anything from them.
Wait, what is that?
It's like, oh my God, it's Italian. It's like they have candles and plates and coasters and it's just so chic. Google it. I'll send it to you on your phone.
Wait, how do you spell it? I'm going to Google it right now.
No, literally, because I think they only sell it at Neiman Marcus. Fornacetti, Fornsetti. It is so chic. It's from Milan. And it's
Milan?
You see all the faces? It's all different women's faces.
It's plates?
There's plates.
You want a plate?
No, I don't want a plate, but there's a little tray or a little coaster or a little candle or something. I just love those little ladies' faces. But then you have
there's a cookie the jar.
A cookie jar?
A cookie jar for $340, Ben.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But I want it. And I asked everyone, fucking bitch Leah didn't buy me one. I asked Leah for it. I asked my Poppy for it. I asked Bay for it. And no one's buying me Fornacetti. You're the only one who can afford it. You don't have to get it for this time.
They have a freaking candelabra, a candlestick thing for $3,000.
Well, I don't need that. I already have a candelabra. But I would love
crack.
There's a jar candle that I with little top thing I've been really hoping. I know that's really expensive. I like the coasters if they have the coasters there. But remember I talked about before I even moved in, I said I wanted something like that. I put a tree in my bedroom. Did I tell you? Let me take a picture of it.
Yeah, take a picture. I always have a tree in my bedroom because I feel I like going to bed and watching Hallmark, those dumbass movies that make me so happy. And then I'm looking at my tree. Oh, it's so cozy. Tray. That's your tree.
That's my bedroom tree.
Bitch.
I could have put one there on the floor, but I just had it in my storage unit.
I'll show you my tree.
Oh, that's in your room? Ow.
Yeah.
Now that I'm up, I was tired before. Now I feel ordering drugs and going out.
Freak.
Should I take Molly tonight?
Wait, one coaster is $90.
I want six.
You're insane.
Look at Lorenzo. Look at G. What's his name? Angelo.
You have an elf on the shelf.
I have three. That's Tiki. This is Winky. And this is Wiggles. I went to DiPaolo's, which is the old school, old, old school, right down in Little Italy. I went in there. I felt like I was stepped back into 1950s. They were so, everyone was all the old men are standing around. Hey, Marie, how's your mother? How are you? Get out of here. Aunt, how many?
Oh, I love it. Like the Bronx Tale.
So, it's exactly like that. I took a little video of it. So I went to Apollo's and I couldn't help myself. I got all these delicious meats and cheese. I got this amazing, all this good salami, all this amazing pecorino cheese, all this provolone cheese. I got all these cute little cracker things. When you guys get here, I'm going to have a little antipasto out, and then we'll have some wine and we'll take pictures and by the tree. And we'll do our little fun thing here. And then we'll get a big, nice, a black SUV And we'll all go up to Opal's and we'll have the best day. I'm so excited. We have to
Who's going?
Me and you and the girls.
You're like, when people get here, who's going to your house, freak?
You, Steph, and Keir.
No, I think they're going from their house.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Then me, you, and Jory will just go up together then. So if you don't know what you're talking about, our best friend, Opal Fabiani.
Opal Murray.
His mom, him and his mom throw this the most fun, lovely, sentimental, sweet, fun, wild party ever. So it's like a mixture. It's family, it's friends, it's kids, it's adults. Everyone's welcome. It's just the biggest like love fest. And it's like he puts a tent outside and we do we have like music and it's just like so much good feelings and good people. It's the best. I look forward to it every year. And everyone brings a little something. It's just so much fun. And it's like, so we do it every year. And Jenny always says she's coming. This is the 15th year and she still hasn't showed up.
Thank you. I'll be right there.
She goes, oh, my wrist. Didn't she break her wrist one day or something? Something happened with her wrist. Then. Who knows? But she never shows up. But hopefully maybe this year, maybe Santa will get her wish this year.
I want to bring Rocky. Everyone better pray for Rocky. Rocky's getting surgery on Tuesday.
Rocky.
He's getting his balls chopped off.
Oh, that's not surgery.
It's surgery. But I know, but he has to go under and they're going to cut it off with a knife.
Something with Godfrey was wrong with him. I do have some news. I know it's a sad part, but my good friend, Claudia Ashray, the girl with no job, sadly lost her beloved dog today. And I just want to wish her wellness and peace. And
oh my God, I saw that.
I can't imagine what they're going through. Her and Ben are great friends of mine. If you know the morning toast. It's just, I can't imagine. It's like fucking losing a child. And it's like, honestly, everyone says,
literally,
if you're not a pet owner, you don't understand. But it's like, and you know, that wasn't a child. It was a dog. We realize it's a dog, but it is family. And it's, your heart doesn't tell the difference when you love someone or something. It's like,
no, it's devastating.
I can't fucking imagine. That's why I think, honestly, Nicole, that's why I think I put off not getting a pet for so many years and a boyfriend, because like, you know, it's like, I have a fear. I can't deal with loss. I have abandonment issues. Like if Wiggles abandons me and goes over to the Rainbow Bridge, I don't know what to do with myself.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have a heart attack.
Yeah, that's why I can't do it. That's why I have to like see them from afar. But I am tempted to get. I need to find. If someone can find me, okay. Remember the day I was asking everyone to find me stuff. If someone can find me a style of a cat that's hyperallergenic, that's not, I don't want them hairless fucking troll freaks in the house. I want a real cat.
Oh my God, like the rats? No, they scare me.
It can't be a hairless cat, but I need a cat that's not gonna, that I'm not allergic to. I know they make them, but what if there's any cat breeders out there, let a sister know, because I really want to get two cats. I want to get an orange one because they're the craziest and I think it's funny. I want one crazy orange one, and then I want one black and white one, because that's what I had growing up. It was named, one was Lancelot and Peaches. Lancelot was the gray one, and then Peaches was obviously the orange one. And they were brothers. They were brother and sister, and they were my whole childhood. I love Lancelot and Peaches, and I just want to have them reincarnated. I think I'll feel like a little bit of mommy here, and yeah. So I need two hypergelic cats. One orange and one black and white, or gray and white. That'll do as well. But it has to go with my palette here. Let me know what flavor cat that is, and I want to buy them or adopt them.
Yeah, I feel like Rocky now, because, you know, Rocky was like my kitty cat growing up, like literally my best friend. I got him when I was 7, and then he died when I turned, like, I don't know, 21, 22. I was devastated. I was like having a heart attack. He was my best friend, like, love him so much. And then when I got Rocky, I was like praying, like before he was born, because I knew, you know, I was going to adopt him. I was like, oh my God, like Rocky, please come through to my new puppy. I want you to be Rocky. So I call him Rocky, and I feel like he is Rocky, because where Rocky used to sleep, Rocky sleeps exactly where Rocky used to sleep. And like, he gives me nuggles like Rocky used to do. So I definitely feel like Rocky's incarnated into Rocky 2.0.
Ooh.
So I feel his spirit.
The spirit of the Lord. Yeah, comrades, what do I need to get for the house in case something spills on the couch? Is there like a special upholstery like thing I have to have under the sink?
Shout?
I don't know. I'm scared to go in there because I'm afraid I'm going to drop something. I don't want to go near it.
Shout's good. Shout gets all the...
Shout and it's out. Shout it out.
Yeah, Shout gets all the shit out.
A brand new season of RuPaul's Drag Race is T-minus less than a month away, January 5th, I believe.
Oh, they just sent me an invite for that.
You know, are you coming?
I think it's January 4th they're doing it. No, because then January 5th is my Christmas party, and I don't want to have, like, two nights of Gianni, like, sorry, I'm leaving, watch the kids.
What day is my real birthday on?
The 7th.
The 3rd. What day is the real birthday? Is it Wednesday? What day is it?
Wait, do you want your party?
Yeah, can you and Bay throw me a party? Because he's available that day.
How are we going to do a party?
Will you tell me where to go?
Well, I'm saying
I'll do a house party here. Why don't we can do dinner? We can do like a house party here.
I know, but when? Because I have my party on the 5th.
Hey, my actual birthday on the 3rd. What day is that?
No, that's 2 days before. I won't be able to do that, is what I'm saying. It has to be like the next week.
Oh yeah, it has to be. Oh yeah, that's right. I'm sorry, because he's away. Bay's away the weekend before and the weekend after my birthday.
Yeah, we gotta figure it out.
But I definitely need
to have a party. Back. See it.
I need to have a party for show. And I want People Magazine covering it.
Oh my god, calm down.
Did you watch the finale of Squid Games?
Did you?
No, but the party was last night. I didn't go, but I think they announced it then, or somebody they I think they announced it, right?
It was so good.
Was and it the people old man?
Do you want me to do a spoiler alert?
I'm not gonna watch it again. I can't picture it. I can't see it.
My one.
What's his name?
My, the old lady.
She did?
She did win.
The mother?
I won. No. She got nominated off, or she got eliminated. It was the other old lady.
Oh, how nice. I'm happy that I went to an old person.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
But I like Squid Games, and then they just announced that they're doing another season. So if you guys want to be on Squid Games and win some money, Crusaders, I definitely want a couple of Crusaders on there. Like, come on, bitches, represent.
There's
and
500
go.
People could be on it, yeah.
Yeah, submit your form. There's got to be at least, like, 10 Crusaders on there. I think it's squidgamescasting.com.
Yeah, I also realized that everyone's coming out of the woodwork saying what a horrible, like, experience it was. Like, what did you expect?
They're of course it was. Squid Games, bitch.
Yes, first of all, it's Squid Game, and second of all, it's a reality show. They've literally locked you in a fucking shithole hotel in the middle of nowhere when you first did your first season. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like Squid Games, like you know exactly what you're signing up for. Like in the real Squid Games, people died. They hardly got food. Like you knew you were going into like a
There's no real
situation.
Squid Games. It was a movie.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like the real movie, like everyone was dead. They hardly fed them. So like obviously in the reality show of Squid Games, they're going to try and do the same exact shit. So they're going to feed you shit food. You know, it's not going to be pleasant. And I'm sure, you know, everybody signed off, you know, saying like, I can die.
Probably. I never saw that little cookie. But what are they trying to do with the cookie? They're trying to get the stencil out with a little needle before it breaks.
Yeah, they have to get the cookie out without breaking the cookie. So if you broke the cookie, you're out. So dramatic.
Wait, come and do it. Ready? Hello, somebody.
Scary.
Is that what she says?
I think you should try it.
I can't do that. I'm not getting up and running around like that.
For $4 million?
Yeah, no, I'd rather just have a slip and fall at the local Gristiti's.
Terrible.
Pull a can of soup. Do you think I'd get away with... like a slip and fall fraud, or I think I break character.
Well, not now because you just said it.
Oh, right. So now, but now, God forbid, imagine I really do fall and think I'm, people think I'm crying wolf.
I know. They're like, oh, it's on the podcast.
Stop. Oh my God. I'm going, I'm not planning on doing that, but if it happens, it happens. Nana's old. The queen has left the building. She, George Santos was, she had to lip sync for her legacy and she got voted. She got sent home. RuPaul sent her home. She's not in Congress anymore. She was lying about everything in her life.
Wait, what happened? I know nothing.
They were okay. So it was George Santos was like a representative of New York State, or he was like in the Supreme Court. I don't know what he was doing. He worked in like government or legislators or.
Isn't he like the governor of Florida?
No, he was New York, not a governor. He was like something. He was like on a speaker.
What's his name?
George Santos. So she says that's her name, but we don't know. A closeted Kiki.
I have no idea.
She used to do drag back in the day in Brazil, so she lied about everything from like. From, you know, being a 9/11 survivor to being an actor on
what?
Being an actor on The Suite Life of Zack and Cody, having being Jewish and a survivor of the Holocaust, like she like went on record saying like all this crazy shit, like and then
you're lying.
And he stole all the campaign money and used it for Botox, OnlyFans, and Sephora.
How do you get away with that? What?
I don't know. It's so major, but now okay. So she got fired from her job. It's a guy, obviously. She fired from her job, and she's joined. She joined Cameo, and she made $50,000 in one day.
What?
I know. He's such a mess. He came to the office one day, but like you know, when I took a picture with him, but I'm gonna try and get him back on the podcast. But I'm really not taking any guests over there until Gypsy Rose gets out, because I'm trying to get her on.
When is she out, Gypsy Rose?
Oh my God, wait, we didn't talk about it. So yeah, Gypsy Rose, December 28th. She gets out at two, they're saying around two, between 2 and 3 p.m. she should be released.
Where is she staying?
I think it's Wisconsin. It's somewhere
should
over
we
there.
Should we go and greet her?
I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to get like a real like actual press pass from work to like get in the pit.
But can you imagine?
Yes, I can. But I'd have to bring like a big camera crew with me to go
just
do
just use
it.
Your cell phone.
No, I can't. They won't think I'm legit then. I feel like once
dramatic. And then where would you scream? Gypsy!
No, we have to get a van. Can I borrow the Snooki
Over
Shop
here.
Van? Can I borrow the Snooki Shop van and cover it with stickers that say Barstool News Network?
Do you think she knows who I am?
Yes. Well, no.
Wasn't she in prison?
Oh, shit.
Ex Siri.
Alexa, when did Gypsy Rose Blanchard go to prison? I'm going to fuck her up. Hey, Siri.
Hello?
What? Hey Siri, when did Gypsy Rose Blanchard go to prison? Is no one working tonight? I'm Googling it. Sorry, I need to know this.
Oh my God.
When did Gypsy Rose Blanchard go to prison?
She doesn't know who I am.
July 2016. So she knows who you are.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? It's like, bitch, you got a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, she probably listens on the show. I wonder what podcasts... Can you get podcasts in prison?
I mean, I would hope so. What else are you doing?
Well, I don't think you get the internet there. Are you allowed to have internet?
I think you have, like, a room where you go and, like, go on the computer.
You would throw... I think you would do good in prison.
What?
You don't think you would have fun in prison?
No, I'd be scared. I would get beat up.
You wouldn't be scared. Everyone would love you. You'd kill it. I think with you and I, we have we have God's gift. Everyone has a gift, and your and I's gift is our personalities. And I think that's
socializing.
We have other attributes. I mean, you're a hard worker and you're an amazing mom and a wife and anything like that. But I think, you know, our gift like that, like, you know, the one thing God's chosen said, this is what you have. It's definitely our personalities. And I think we can, and our, how we're funny. I think that can take you a while, especially like in a sad place like prison. I think we would be like an ray of sunshine to everyone's day. Like they'd be happy to have us because we make everyone laugh. We're so positive and joyful.
I'd probably make moonshine in the backyard.
Well, no, you would get the hand sanitizer and then strain it through a paper towel and then get all the alcohol and get fucked up.
Yeah, I would make my own alcohol and then I would charge everyone their toiletries.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would run shit, actually.
Yeah, I would have a panty ring.
Sick.
That's what they did on Orange is the New Black. Or you know what?
Yeah,
I would just be a prostitute. Like I would have that. I would have like. If I was prison, I'd probably have sex with like all the guys first, like just like to like get it out of the way, like, and then I would find my boyfriend. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you would have a ton of daddies.
Oh my God, everyone would want me. I'm a good cook too. I can go to the
Danny?
I
Oh
can go
yeah,
to
you
the
would run the kitchen.
Yeah, I would do that, but I'd also go to the commissary and you can make things like in your cell. Like you go to there and you get like sun chips, a can of corn and
Ooh,
you
you'd
know.
make like a nice charcuterie board.
You can make a lot in there. So yeah, so I would get very crafty. Like that's when Martha Stewart was there. She was like baking scones in her cell out of
I
things
bet you she didn't even
down.
like have a cell. She had like a nice freaking room.
She was in the one like Mike was in. Like we it's like, you know, I think it was like an open air. You could kind of like come, you go. It was like a retreat.
All right, I'll go, I guess.
Well, once we get caught pulling soup cans on us at the Trader Joe's next month, we can both go together.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Well, this has been lovely. I have to get Cole go because she's got to get to the Neiman Marcus to get my housewarming gifts, and I have to
I'm
go.
not spending $100 on one coaster.
It's 100 for one coaster.
Yeah, you're insane.
Oh,
Yeah, I'll figure it out,
I
bitch.
hate Christmas gifts that are Christmas flavored. Do you know what I mean? Like, I hate getting a gift that's about Christmas. Do you know what I
Well, I like
mean?
Christmas candles.
I know, but that's like not really a gift. That's some that a candle's the only acceptable Christmas gift that you would need. But like, who's like when you give someone like a fucking ornament? It's like, girl, I have a vibe on my tree. I'm not gonna have this random sneaker on my tree, bitch. If I'm like, you know, if I'm doing velvet bows and tinsel, I just
Don't
hate.
get Joey an ornament, bitches.
No. Actually, Poppy got me an ornament for Thanksgiving, and I fucking lost it.
Stop.
No, it was like something about my mother, and like it was like, you know, saying like, you know, about like my first Thanksgiving or something, and like she was proud of me. Like I don't know, a mother's watching over you, and it was like some bullshit. I don't know what it said, but like I literally like lost it. But
Did you like hysterically cry?
yes, and then I called him and asked him, "Why would you bring that here?"
I love that for you.
I know. Well, everyone, ho 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 down. Have a ho 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 down this week. If you work in the jurisdiction of Huntington, New York, call your local authorities and say, "Where the fuck is Nicole's permit?"
Yeah, hurry up.
Make sure to get your holiday shopping early. Oh, that's what I want to say. Starting Monday, my cameos are going to be $50 off. I'm going to be doing a $50 off sale now from Monday through New Year's Eve, all over that. Snoopy, are you going to give anyone a discount or no?
Honestly, I missed like 50 cameos,
Oh
so I'm
no.
doing really bad.
No. But yeah, so Summer Monday, you go to, we're not on the app. So if you go to cameo.com on the computer, you can book Snoopy or I for your holiday shout outs, but get them now because we're busy. We're busy beavers. And
We are booked
we
and busy,
want to
bitches.
get them to you before the holidays. But yeah, stay blessed, everyone.
And
Sign
make
over.
sure and pray for us that me and Joey don't get arrested on Saturday.
Oh, I know.
Woohoo!
All right, bye.
It's happening!